Okay, so this goes without saying that it's important to cover. And I think I'm going to do that right now. Southwest Baptist University fires professor for objecting to heresy. This is from the pulpit in Penn.org. And J.D. Hall over there did this article. And, you know, he brings out the truth here, and it's hard to argue with. The SBC University here, Southwest Baptist University, they're in trouble with God, I believe. Listen to what is said here. What would you do if you discovered that a number of professors at your institution were teaching damnable heresies like annihilationism, inclusivism, and purgatorial view of afterlife? If you're Eric Turner, president of Southwestern Baptist University in Bolivar, Missouri, you fire the whistleblower for speaking out about the heresy to sweep it under the rug. J.D. Hall goes on to say, I knew Eric Turner when he was at Williams Baptist College, my alma mater, before he went on to serve at the Black River Technical College a few miles down the road. Today, he's the new president of the Southwest Baptist University in Bolivar, Missouri. Various reports indicate that this controversy was an ongoing issue that the previous president of the SBU refused to deal with, and it landed on the table for Turner to handle. Regardless, firing a professor who is concerned about the doctrinal health of your institution is never a right thing to do. SBU is a Southern Baptist university affiliated with the Missouri Baptist Convention. Faculty and staff should subscribe to the Southern Baptist Faith and Message of 2000. Dr. Clint Blass was one of such instructors who did hold to that Baptist faith and message. Others, he felt, were not holding to the Southern Baptist Confession of Faith. This is what led to Dr. Bass's unfortunate firing. According to a petition online, Bass became concerned that a number of faculty members were teaching annihilationism, that hell may exist, but that it is not eternal or conscience, inclusivism, that one can be saved without personal faith and trust in Jesus Christ, and that there may be hope for salvation in the afterlife, not altogether different from notions of purgatory. All of those beliefs, of course, are not only opposed by the Southern Baptist faith statement, but by the Holy Word of God itself. Reportedly, individuals within the Missouri Baptist Convention were also concerned about the doctrinal shortcomings of some within the university, and they reached out to Dr. Bass, who began to take notes and evaluate the teachings at the SBU. However, when this became known to SBU administrators, they summoned Bass and terminated his employment with no severance on November 28th. Even more odd was the reason for termination and the bizarre request to access his personal diary where he had written in his own thoughts about the doctrinal faults of SBU faculty. Supposedly, the administration asked the alleged heretics if they were heretics, and they denied it. Wolves have sheep's clothing for a reason, people. Or conveniently reposition their beliefs. Dr. Turner and the administration then fired Dr. Bass for daring to have those concerns. Now, let me stop there and say this to you. Professionalism always has a desire to protect itself. So whenever you see these professional institutions, they have a desire to protect their assets. They have a desire to protect their image. One thing that we learn as Christ servants the hard way is that our image isn't worth protecting. You're going to be lied about. You're going to be smeared. The most important thing is that you follow God. You know that you followed God. You followed his word. And come hell or high water, come Jezebel or liar or cheat or thief or stealer, you're going to tell the truth no matter what. And you're going to live the truth no matter what. You're not going to live a lie, and you're going to live what the Lord tells you to live. And you're going to follow the word of God. That's what you're going to do. That's what we're to protect, is the truth. We're not to protect lies. We're to protect the truth. That's what God told us to do. That's what his word says for us to do. And that's what we ought to do. We ought to be willing to sacrifice any image or anything else for the truth. And the longer you serve the Lord Jesus Christ as a pastor or as anybody in leadership, the one thing that you'll realize is that all you have is the truth to hold on to. And you have to hold on to that, because like Spurgeon found in the Great Downgrade, he got lambasted and he got ostracized and he got ridiculed and lied about and everything else because he told the truth. And even if a man of God that was of that great of stature for the Lord, used of the Lord, if it's going to happen to him, it's going to happen to any of us. The right thing to do is to hold to the truth. This man, it appears, did not hold to the truth. Okay, so you know, there's some interesting articles, okay, that came out, and some proof that this man had, this Clint Blass, proof that he had that these guys were heretics. So here's the first guy. It's a forum on hell, and I want you to listen to this.
He talks about that. I'm of the persuasion, the slight persuasion, that the lake of fire is the final destiny for the wicked. And that I believe that the wicked are annihilated. That they don't, that God doesn't keep the fires going just to keep them burning.
Okay, so given the light of that statement that was made there, I think we can safely say that Dr. Bass was correct when he said, that man is a heretic. That man is denying the eternal flames of hell. He's denying it over and over again, very clearly. We have to remember that. We have to acknowledge the truth of that. You know, you have to acknowledge the truth of that. You know, there's longer ones than that. I mean, man, we could go on and on, but I'll just give you their quotes and I'll link to the article, and then you can go and you can find the actual, you can listen to the rest of the downloads, but I'll read you the quotes, and you know, you can listen to them. You can click on this article and you can find them and listen to the sound bites of these heretics in the Southern Baptist convention here, you know, head of the Southwest Baptist University here, heretics that are running the show there. The fact that Bass was correct, at least regarding some of his accusations, is indisputable. Audio recordings of professors denying hell and hell's eternal and conscious torment can be found, where we just said. Emails released demonstrate that Dr. Turner's issue with Bass is that his well-founded accusation that certain faculty members were not adhering to the BFNM was somehow undermining the integrity of the institution. You can see that email exchange here. So there's an email exchange that you can view that shows the truth of that. That's what he was worried about, it undermining the institution. No, what undermines the institution is heresy. Heresy undermines everything. You know, if you got people in there that are heretics, then you got to get them out of there. In the meantime, I'm pretty sure that it's heresy that undermines the integrity of a Christian institution. Thank you, J.D. Hall. So, further perusal of summary and overview of the evidence can be found here. So, there's tons of evidence for this. I'm not going to go through all of it and bore you with all of it. Well, you wouldn't be bored with it, maybe, but it's very time consuming to play each clip and to do all that. And the purpose of this is to update you, to get you. The reason I do these is so you're aware of what's going on out there in the theological world there and in the world itself, and have an understanding biblically of it. Quotations from faculty that teach heresy can be found here. And you can find that. A snippet of them has been provided below, all are accompanied with audio evidence. Okay? Pastor Rodney Reeves, I believe that the wicked are annihilated, that God does not keep the fires going just to keep it burning. Minute 44. You just listen to that. Professor Rodney Reeves, if I have to put a percent on it, I am likely a 55% annihilationist. Annihilationism means that you believe that God destroys them completely. And they don't burn everlastingly, like we live everlastingly with the Lord as saved children of God. The lost don't burn everlastingly forever. But the Bible says that they will wake to everlasting torment. Everlasting is the same in heaven as it is in hell. Everlasting. Professor Zach Manis, strongest purely biblical evidences for annihilationism at minute 48. Professor Zach Manis, hell is not a retributive punishment. Minute 51. Professor Zach Manis, I think that it is deeply ironic when evangelical Christians, really thoroughly evangelical Christians, dismiss annihilationism and universalism out of a hand because those same evangelical Christians claim that tradition has no authority. It's all about the Bible. So if you really believe that you should take universalism and annihilation more seriously, he said, if you really believe the Bible, then you, no, we wouldn't, because we can see it's not in the Bible. That's not what God says. You're taking verses out of context to make it say that. which has prompted me, by the way, I'm going to do an entire, it's in the works already, by the grace of God, you know, I'm planning it to put together a PowerPoint on hell, a very accurate PowerPoint on hell. And I hope to wake some people up to the truth of hell in the lake of fire. Now, Professor Rodney Reeves says, there are some mentally competent adults who do not accept Christ, who don't necessarily go to hell. Why? Professor Rodney Reeves, in Romans 2, Paul talks about Gentiles who do not know the law but have it written in their hearts, and he says, according to his gospel, will justify them in the end. I think he's talking about Gentiles who have not heard the gospel and who have not been even heard the Jewish law, but they live in a way that reveals that isn't written in their hearts. That's inclusive. That's being an inclusivist. That's heresy. Listen, what did Paul say in Romans chapter 1? For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. There is only one way to be saved, and that's through Jesus Christ, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Inclusivism is heresy. Universalism is heresy. Professor Rodney Reeves goes on to say, I believe that the wicked are annihilated, that God does not keep the fires going. Oh, we talked about that one. Anyway, so obscenely idiotic, Dr. Turner and the SBU administration accused Dr. Bass of not following Matthew 18. This passage of scripture deals with conflicts and sin issues within the local church. And not only does it deal with private rather than public issues like public false teaching, it's impossible to follow it in context outside of a local congregation. That's true, by the way. Dr. Turner, the trustees of the SBU, and if they don't act, the trustees in the Missouri Baptist Convention, which has oversight of the university, should all face God's judgment for firing a professor for caring about heresy but not firing the actual heretics. May God have mercy on their soul. Amen. And I agree with what he said here. So there's ample evidence and emails and quotations of all of these things, of what these people have said, what they have done, you know. And it's listed here so you would understand and you would be able to be warned about this, okay? If you're going to an SBC university, if you're going to any of those universities, then you ought to be careful. About their heresy. You ought to be careful about what they hold to. You ought to be careful about getting mixed up with any of those people. Colleges have destroyed the faith of many. Here's the question you have to ask yourself, okay? Now, let's say you believe in the doctrine of annihilation, inclusivism. Why are you going to a Baptist university? Why are you teaching at a Baptist university and not holding to the statement of faith? Why are you being such a dishonest dog? How can you be such a dishonest, wicked person to teach absolutely contrary to what that university stands for? How can you teach and have any integrity at all? You signed something that said you agreed to this, or you abide by what that university teaches, and then you teach completely the opposite, and you compromise, and you raise up a bunch of students. So parents send their children to these schools, these colleges. They send their children, churches send their children to these colleges, their young people, to learn Bible doctrine that believe the same way that they do, that follow the scriptures, and then you're not teaching the scriptures, you're teaching contrary to the scriptures. You're dishonest. You are a Judas is what you are. You are an absolute Judas and betrayer, and you ought to be in shame. What do they call that? Tar and feathered out of that place is what you should be. But instead, they fire the guy. They fire this guy that exposes it. He exposed it, and he's gone. You know, that's a shame. That's a real shame. You know, for more teachings on the eternal hell, the eternal damnation of hell, and doctrines like that, you can go to our sermonaudio.com page. There's plenty of information on that there that teach those doctrines. Some of those things are SDA heresies. Seventh-day Adventism heresies and other groups that are heretics that hold to such things as that. Sad days, really. But what should we expect in the end times and in Babylon?